The first part of this block consisted of showing two tools that are possible to use for annotation of the data, for changing annotation, or for making manual annotation. The second part of this section, or this block, will consist of showing two other tools that were written not for changing the data, but for displaying the data. Let us begin again with the morphological layer as in the first half. I'm going to show you briefly the corpus manager Manati Bonito that was proposed for displaying data from corpora. We use it for displaying morphologically annotated corpora. This tool is used in quite a lot of institutions all over, not world, but Europe, we can say. And also the Institute of the Czech National Corpus uses it as the main corpus manager for displaying data of their corpora. Why two names? Manati is the server that handles the data, and Bonito is the client that communicate with the user. What is possible to do with the manager? You can see the brief list at the first slide. And now I'm going to take into more detail, but not much, for individual or single points. At first, searches. I am again going to show you how it looks when we search directly with the data. Here we can see the corpus manager Bonito, and we have one corpus there. We can search the corpus using the query line, and we can put into this query line our query. I cannot use the microphone. I will try it like that. Can you hear me? If we write our query into the query line, we can see quite quickly. This corpus is not very big. It consists of about 600,000 words, but it works quickly even with corpora consisting of millions or hundreds of millions word forms. So I have written the query Praha, which means Prague, and you can see all the occurrences of this word, of this word form, in the corpus. However, there are not all the occurrences of the word Praha, because Praha is flective, and we can make other forms of the lemma Praha. And for displaying all of them, we have to write another query. There is a history of queries, so it's not necessary to write everything again. And now we can use the simple regular expression that looks, for instance, like that. And we can see all the occurrences of the word Praha in all possible cases and all possible numbers, probably on the singular. We can move and select several occurrences or so-called concordances, and we can also see the occurrences of this of this result in the wider context in the bottom window. We can, as I had said, we use the corpus for displaying morphological annotated data, and we use it only for disambiguated data. So this is for the data where every word form is assigned only with one single unique couple of lemma and attribute and morphological tag. We call them attribute, word, lemma, and morphological tag. It is possible to display not uniquely disambiguated data, but I have no data now to show you, but it is possible, as the author of this morphology of this corpus manager, Pavel Rychlý, told me. It is possible also to combine the attributes as you see. Maybe we can use this data, this query Praha. It's not, we need, when we have the lemma, we don't need to use complicated regular expression for displaying all possible forms. We can use just the attribute lemma. And we can do it, for instance, like that. What does it mean, this query? This means that we are searching for lemma Praha. This dot asterisk means that the lemma can have more attributes that are assigned to the lemma. And we don't want all the occurrences of this lemma, but only those that are in accusative. This means that at the fifth position of the morphological tag, there is number four. We can view the attributes, lemma and tag, only in quick, it means in keyword in the context, or for all positions, does not look very, very well. So here we can see that we have lemma Prague that is continues with some other attributes, semantic attributes for the lemma Prague, and here is the appropriate morphological tag. So I have showed you how to display attributes. It is also possible to display a range of the data. Let us come back, for instance, here. Here in the lower part of the screen, you can see number of hits, number of occurrences that satisfy with the query, and here is again the query. And sometimes, if you search a very large corpus, you can have thousands or tens or hundreds of thousands concordances found, and it is not possible to manage it. So it's necessary to make a selection to use the range, and here you can use, for instance, that you can see a random, I don't know, 100 of occurrences, and it shows you every time you choose this possibility, you will get another 100 randomly selected concordances. Then I have already showed you how to display bigger context. And you can also see the source of the concordances. Here we have only number of sentences, but if you have have your own corpus, you can include into the data all the information that you have about the text, for instance, name of the book or name of the author, year publishing year or whatever. And it is possible to display it in this way. Next, what we can do, we can sort our data. So let us come back to the, for instance, to this query, lemma Praha, all, and we can view them all. And we can sort the data, not if we only sorted this, or maybe we can make another query. We can have a look at all the prepositions that are in the corpus. These are all the prepositions. You can see that there are quite a lot of them, and we can sort them. For instance, for right context, to see with which words it is that the prepositions are combined with, and we can have a look. At first, there are some strange data. So it was sorted according right context. It means according this one. We can use this here random context, random range to see more possibilities after these strange things. There is A, then B, and so on. It behaves like everybody would guess. When we have the big result, for instance, as for here with this more than 60,000 concordances, we can narrow the result with so-called filters. There are positive filter or negative filter that are most commonly used. For instance, we could need only those prepositions, all the prepositions instead of, for instance, the preposition za. Or we put negative filter on the result of previous query, and we see the result without these prepositions, or we can use positive filter and choose only some prepositions. And the last thing I want to show you is the statistics, because I think this is the main thing that distinguish any corpus manager, we can say, from pure full-text searcher. This corpus manager can do not a lot, but the basic statistics with the data. So let us turn back to the query with the prepositions. And there is quite a lot of prepositions in the corpus, and we can we can, maybe now we want to know which prepositions they are. So we count all the prepositions and we make frequency distribution. Maybe we can ignore the case, or maybe we can choose this. We can choose any attribute that is possible. We can make frequency distribution of the result of these concordances according to word, lemma, tag, or SID. It means identification number of sentence. So here is the result of the frequency distribution of all the prepositions, and it is sorted according to the frequency. There is 82 lines to display. It means that the corpus manager has found 82 different prepositions in the corpus, and the most common or most frequent, let us say most frequent, preposition is preposition V, then na, s, and so on. For those who knows Czech, maybe it's quite common. We can, as you maybe noticed, we can do the frequency distribution, not only for one word, but we can make another layers of the frequency distribution, and we can, for instance, inside the word, we can make the frequency distribution according to tag, because in the Czech system of morphological tagging, the prepositions differ in the case with which they can bind, and you can again see the prepositions and inside the preposition the tag with which it combines. So I will now turn to our lemma Praha, which will be better for showing the next statistical picture. This is this distribution overview. It is a picture that shows how is the, I don't want to say the word, but the result, by the result of the regular expression that we were put into the Curie line, how is this result spread in the whole corpus. If you know how the corpus was made, for instance, in the Czech national corpus, this is not this one. At the first part, there are books. Then there are journals, scientific journals, and so on. And the last part of the corpus consists of newspapers. So if you know how the corpus was built, you can, at the first sight from this picture, see how the result of the query is distributed all over the corpus. I would mention this number here. At this picture, you can see the frequency of the word, and not only the frequency, but also this RRF, it means average reduced frequency. That is a number that is more appropriate for telling something about the commonness of the word, because the frequency, as you know, is not the best measure for telling which word is common. It just tells you how frequent the word is in the corpus, nothing else. And if we have, for instance, a novel in the corpus which deals with a I don't know, the man whose name is, I don't know, it's a strange name, but the whole novel is about that man, and it can occur several thousand or several hundred times in the corpus, and it still is not very common. And this number, average reduced frequency, reveals immediately, if it is small, it reveals that the high frequency of such a word is only by chance. And the last thing I'm going to show you from the statistics is the collocations. There is a window in which we can change several parameters. I think I'll let it as it is. And we can see with which words our result collocates the most. It is there is a calculated absolute frequency of those words, relative frequency, and then two statistical measures, MI score and T score. And if we click on these headers, we can sort the results according to that measure. So if we wanted to see the collocates which have the absolute frequency the highest with the word Praha, with the lemma Praha, we can see that it is comma, then it is dot. These are not very, very interesting, but according to MI score, maybe it will be more interesting. I think that's all I wanted to tell you. Yes. So, if there are any questions, I can tell you something more. Maybe I did not tell that the author of this corpus manager is Pavel Rychlý from the Masaryk University in Brno, and the corpus manager is possible to get or buy, or I don't know how it is with the distribution of the corpus manager, but it is used in quite a lot of places, and people like to use this corpus manager. There are some more possibilities how to use it, but for the first glance, for the first show, I think it was enough. So if there are some questions? No? Thank you for your attention.